אבט נעיני ניקנה בכסף או בשטר ובחזוק. אבט נעיני is ניקנה בכסף, בשטר ובחזוק. Because an אבט נעיני has the same din as קרק. וכנס עצמי בכסף על די אחרים. And it can be יצר החירוס בכסף because of זרס הקוסוף. והובדו לא נבדייס. Now, how can Evet Naini have kesef? Mashikona Evet Kona Rabbe. So the answer is, if others gave him kesef, al minashe in le Rabbe Rishuzbe. So then, he's yetil echeos through the aloha of Evet Naini. We have aloha of Evet Naini. What is the aloha of Evet Naini? So the Gemara says, davot, Hilech Mone Viskachili Plaini Vikudeshes Midnevet Naim. So if Ruvain says to Adiyisha, here is a money, and you be Mikudeshes to Shimen, and Ruvain is the Shliach of Shimen, so then she is Mikudeshes to Shimen. But the Baal has to give the Kesef. Here, Ruvain, not Shimen, give the Kesef. So that's the Aloche, that if somebody gives money on behalf of somebody else, it's considered as if he had given. So that's the aloha of Evet Naini. So, the king is asking because of the achirim. So the moker is Evet Naini. And it applies to Gushin and to Kolatir HaKur. Uvishtal the Asmi. If the Odin gives the star into the hand of the Evet, so there is a problem, because Yad Evet ki Yad Rabbe. So we should say that it's like the Odin pulling from the right hand into the left hand. The answer is, there is a loche of Yodei ve'gitei boim lo'ikeachot. This is Dilo Rab Meir. The Chachomim Eimrim Bikesef Al De'atzmi. In other words, somebody else can give David Naini Kesef and stipulate Al Menashe in L'Rabbi Rishuzbe. So it's not Itnai. That's a Shio. If it had been Itnai, so then he wouldn't have the Kesef. So, but it's a Shio. In other words, he gives it to him, but he makes a reservation that the Odin should not be able to become a family. Uvishtar al de'acher. And he can give the star to somebody else. How can he give to somebody else if the Evet Naini did not appoint him as his shliach l'kabole? So the Gemara will discuss it. The question is, uvishtar al de'acher means midaite. So then he becomes a shliach l'kabole of the Evet Naini, or even shaloi midaiti. But since he's yitzi bal koche, some mele, even shaloi midaiti, he can appoint somebody else as a shliach l'kabole of the Evet. Ulvachi ha-kesef mishlache. Now, Rashi, v'kene satsme miyad rabbi, v'kesef al de'achirin, שיתנאו לרבי על נס יהי זה במחיר אבל הוא עצמי לא יקבל מהם ואפילו על מנס אין לרבי רשוב זה דיקוסובר אין קין לעבד ברבי בקוז יד עבד כי יד רבי ובשטל די עצמי שיקבלנו הוא ובגמור מפורש לכולד רבי ורבון ובבד שהכסף משל אחרים די עבד אין לו כלום. די מוצא מציאו יקיבו מתונו הקל רבי, ואם בו ליב די סלדי עצמי, צורך ליאס משל אחרים, ויתנאי אולי המנשין לרבי רשיב. מנהלון, how do we know that את נעיני זניקתם בכסף ושתה וחזקים? תכסיבי, סנחלתם מייסם לבניכם אחריכם. רשס אחוזו, הקישון הקוסו וליסוד האחוזו. מה סוד האחוזו נקנה בכסף, בשטר וחזוקה, אפה ותניילין נקנה בכסף, בשטר וחזוק. אם מה סוד האחוזו חיזרס לביילים ביעבל, אפה ותניילין חיזר לביילים ביעבל, תלוי מה לילה למען חביב. So, it's a aloche that Eved is hukesh likakoyf. Tone av bichlif that an Eved Naini can be nikne bichlif. How about Naini be yeitze bichlifin? That's a machleket between the Ram and the Ravid. But here the Gemara is not discussing the question as to whether an Eved Naini is Yeitze Bechlif. The Gemara is only saying that Nevet Naini is Nikten Bechlif because just the Skarke is Nikten Bechlif. So, Vizeis Lifonim Be Yisroel Ala Mulov Ala Tmuro Likhaim Koldovo. So that's by Sode. I mean, that's by Takois. Chlifim is effective in by Mitaltoim. But, certainly with Takois, whether it's Mitam, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, the Rambam says that Naini is not Yeitze Lechirus Bikesef. The official is actually the Rambam, the Raivet, and the Rach. The Rambam shita is that Naini is not Yeitze Lechirus al Bikesef. And not even the Kiyam Morgemein is Poka al Dechlit. The shita is the Raivet is that Chlit is Mitam Kesef. Memelen and Vitnaini is Yeitze Lechiros Ligambre. The Kiyamomen is spoken, the Kiyamisar is spoken. And then the Shite of the Rach is that the Kiyamomen is spoken, the Chlitin just like Harke, but the Kiyamisar is not spoken, the Chlitin. So the Rach Shite is also like the Rambam, that Chlitin is not Vitam Kesef. But it's a special Ekiyam by itself. So Mele, as far as the Kiyamomen is concerned, so it is Poka. But here the Gemara discusses the Aloha that Naini is Nikne Bechlif. Tone Bechlif. Vitani Didon. Why do that's a price? Why doesn't the Mishnah say that Naini is Nikne Bechlif? Mil said lesson in Talfwin Kotone. Our Mishnah is only interested in telling us the Kinyonim of Eved Naini that are based upon the Aloche that an Eved Naini is Zukash Lekakois. But Chlipin is common to Kakois and Metaltlin, so our Mishnah is not interested in telling us that. But our Mishnah is not Chilik and Ebrais. Omar Shmuel, Eved Naini nickname b'mshich. So Eved Naini is not mamish like Karke. Karke is not nickname b'mshich. I mean, how is this shayach to say mishiche by Karke? It is shayach. Let's say Barot Tisnokov. So it is a din of Karke. Suppose it'll be mishich. So it's Gemara in Gittin that it's not nickname. And Eved Naini is nickname Mshich like Mitaltli. Why is that so? That we have to understand. Where is there a posik that Naini has both halachas of Karke and Mitaltli? Vishleim Chlifin. So Chlifin is exerts Hakosuf, special exerts Hakosuf. Vizeis Hagulovat Moli Kaim Koldovo. Visholat Vishnale Vinosan Reyu. But Nishiche Meichet Eisi. Now, how is Eved Naini Nikne Mshich? Kaita. Tokre u boetzle. Kone. Kore u boetzle leikon. Bishlein leitan idon. Nil sedisim talta leikotone. Dlesim talta leikotone. El leitan ebro. He mentions sleeping. That this is a mitaltling. Why doesn't the price mention Mshich? Kikotone. Nil sedisim beimim karkie. Bein taltli, Mishich and taltli is in Akoy Lese, Loikaton. כיצד תוק ויבוס לי קורי קוני קורי ויבוס ללוי קוני וקורי לי ותניה בפומדיה שבפיו ובזוג שבסבורו קוני כיצד ממשיכה קירה לו והיא בו או שהקישה במקר ורוצה סוליפונוב קידן שאוק כל יד ורגל קונו רבסה ואמרה לרבחה אין מהירה שתסהלך לפונוב מלאי כמוס so we see by behemoth that even coral lefonov so is also considered mishich amre behemoth adaita di mora azle evet adaita nafshe kos omar avashe evet kotten ki behemoth so evet kotten has the same as a behemoth and even coral so he's gaining but here cotton doesn't mean cotton 13 years old or 12 years old it means he has das so cotton doesn't do all das atzme but a cotton let's say of 5 so and the 5 maybe he does do all das atzme but a cotton let's say of 2 of 3 but if he's a godel has ksas das he has a das atzme so then he's like a godel and Koro is not a Mishich. Now the question arises, why isn't it Naini? Nikte Mishich, Bishle Mechlik, Muyev Exerz HaKosov. But Mishich, we only have Exerz HaKosov by Mitaltlin, not by Evet. And even by Mitaltlin, there is a Machlekes in Gevorim Bol Metzieh. There is no Bol Metzieh, oh yeah, there is. Whether mitaltlin anikne b'keset or mitaltlin anikne b'mshich edavki. Daf m'zayin on beis. Now the halach is moshach imeno peiris. ולא נוסם למויס, אין יוכל אז. נוסם למויס ולא ימושך, so then he can be חזיר, he's not allowed, he has to be מקבל, a crawler of משפור. אמרי, אומר אביכם, ועתי או מויס כניס, תתמיד הרי זה, מויס is כניס. And Mishich not. How do we know that Moses is gaining? How do we know that Moses is gaining? Because the Nosan Akese Bikomle. Nosan Akese Bikomle is mentioned by Pidyon Hekdeishes. What Shaychas does it have? To Mitaltlin. It's not the Alfuse, but it's the same Allah. Now, in Simen Kuf Sadiktes, in Chesh Mishbet, there is a machlekes between the sma and the tas as to whether ki and kesef by mitaltlin is kine mitzat kesef kine just like ki and kesef by karki and karki certainly kesef kine as the tas is because we learn out that anisha is nicknames because of from Karg and the Nisha is not trying to say Piroin and Nisha does not have a value she is a Basheir so that the Sma however says that by Mitaltelin so that according to the Taz even the Ki and Kesef by Mitaltelin is Kesef Ki but the Sma says I mean on the contrary the Taz says that Ki and Kesef by Mitaltlin is Kesef Poi and the Taz says את קיני כסף והמטלטלין איס כסף קיני How about Kaka? Now, there is a difficult Rambam in Kedushin. Daf Mem Zayin. Omad Alef. Omar Av. Hamikadish bin Milva Eina Mekudeshes. Milva is Sereni. If somebody is mikdash an isha al the milveh, she is not mikdash. Why? Because the milveh that he gave her, so the levi was already kene before. What does it say now? I am mikdash. In other words, the baal loaned money to the isha. Then, and she has to pay back. So he says to her, you don't have to pay back. I'm canceling the debt. But with that, you should be mikudeshes. So in the mikudeshes, milva isoinit, neime kitanoi, hamikadish milva in the mikudeshes, b'yei shemu mikudeshes, my love, b'hokam mifrik, di maas of a milva isoinit, no, u maas of a milva lava isoinit, v'tizbere, eime seife, we show him the mechash as a conic. He am with milvali, so you need not be my conic. So it's mivuya and the gemara here b'feiresh that the halacha of mekadesh milvali in mekadesh is not peculiar to kedush. It applies to all kion, to karke also. However, the Rambam, the gabi milvali, פרקי מרסי ששלוח ידימו המקדש במילווה אפילו הויסו בשטר אין המקדש כיצד כגן שהוי לו יעץ לו חייב דינה ויאמר לו הרי את מקדשת לי בדינה שיש לי ביורך אין המקדש מפני שמילווה ליצוי ניתנו ואין כאן שום דבר קיים לו אינו נסבי מעטר שכבר הציעו איסי דינה ועוברם עושים סמם אלה he should pass in גב מחירה the same thing but גב מחירה the Rambam passes that is מקדש פרק זיין מלכס מחירה הלוך הדלת מי שהוי לו חייב איסל חברי ואומר לי מחיר לי חוב יש על יין בחייב שיש לי אצלך ורוצו המחיר הרי זה כמי שנוסן הדום ממטו וכל אחי זה בי מקבל משפר So first the Rambam discusses the effectiveness of milve by mitaltlin. So mitaltlin is not nikne ligamre al dikes, but it's nikne ksas to the extent that if he wants to be chayzer, he has to submit to the law of Mishapora. Lifichoch, the Rambam says, Imochali karka bechayve. Now he already mentions the same alochali gabikark. In echod mem yochal arzabe. Vafal pishe in moiz hamil ve mitzuyes bishas hamecha. So the Rebbe is masik because of this gemara. Omar Avrom Elidaiti zelomo sharei hushfu againim kulo mil ve litzoyenit veino nisinas moiz ויוח אמרינום בקדוש שמיו וניצוי ניתנו ויאמרתנו וליצוי ניתנו ומחה מייקוני. So the thesis ריאזוק in קדושן answers, explains the שיטה סרב. כפים סיינו מדעות. ומסתברא דבחי גבנה ערב פלוקתאי במחר שכל הקרא כבקסת מלווה. The Gemara explains the machlekes in the braise whether Mekadish במלווה is kono or lo kono when he was Mekadish her with the milveh and the pute, and the question is whether daite a pute or daite a milveh. But both Tanoim agree that if the gdushin is the milveh is loikon. So he says, because milveh shuchayavle oy mitaltoni kapule mishepora, but afil a milveh ben he still can ishtak hashte di kaimulon milveh isoyinit. שאם קונו קרקע במלווה לקונו כלל ומטלטל איני מקבלות משפורה והרמזל כוסף בקיין פרק זיין די קונו קרקע במלווה הווה קיין גומו ומטלטל וקיבול עלי משפורה וידייתי די הודו אומר רבי יחנן דבר תאו מויס קיינס Loishne mois ben, the loishne mois halvoi. Vahine rakshinole, before the kazo. So he's, in other words, miyichad lekli lalvosei, the lachash hilvoisei, mashma. Vahai shite dhoche, the loik rabbi yechane. Volesi. ואפשר, דעליבא דרפשים ללוקשי, דומה משיחה מפרשת מהתירה, ולא ימועיס, ולדידי קרקע שנקנה בכסף, וחזין עלי, מסודש בכסף יקנו, דווקא במועיס, שאם בהן. In other words, so he explains שיטס רשי, but שיטס הרמב״ם, but he's חלק על הרמב״ם, and he says that our Gemara goes according to Rish Lokish, the Dvar Teiro, so Mitaltlin is not Nikne Bekesef. So how could Karke be Nikne Bekesef? Mashein kin the Rambam he passed was like a Birenen, the Dvar Teiro is Mois Nikne is, because we learn out from the Nosanakesef Ikomwe, and Nosanakesef Ikomwe is mentioned by Pidi and Agdeishes, and there it certainly Kesef Droid, Kesefroi and even according to the Taz in Simen Kupsadikes, because Pina Gdeishes is not Kesef Kinyan. In other words, what does Pina mean? In other words, he redeems it, that this is an exchange for the Hegdish. So it's Kesefroi. So Mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that is Metalton, is Nikti Mikesef. Al the Kesefroi, so Karki is not Guruatin. Mitaltlin, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, Karke can be Nikin Kesef on two grounds. First, because of the Xerzakosuf, so this because of Yiknu, and that is certainly Kesef Kien. Vorayo will learn out Dusche Isha also, Dusche Isha is not shaykh to say peroi, it doesn't make sense. Davne Luim is very difficult, but it doesn't make sense to say that the Nisha is keset peroi. And Nisha is a bascheri, she has no dummy. And then, since the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, so karka is not geruat mitalfin, so karka can be nikne by paying the for the kesef. But then the question arises, moneshech, if it's kesef kinyan, so it's effective, even if it gives one prute, and the sode is worth the elevus, but if it's kesef oyen, he should give the whole value. So that's no kashi, because the halacha is, if he's makne mitalkne or kakois al the kesef, so he has to be zeikin b'milve. So then it means that he actually pays the full value, the full, in other words, he releases the purchase price debt, and in exchange, in return for that, he makes a schaives for the debt. So his schaives is certainly kesef kinyan, according to one lashon in Tosfos intuition. So if he's mischayev himself to give the isha money, not by giving her a mashkin. If he gives her a mashkin, so then we say money income, mashkin income. But suppose he uses a kinyan suder or al dishtar, he's mischayev himself to give her money, so then he can mechadesh an isha. So that's why by zokvi all the milve, which means he is chayves. So he, even if he gives a prute, so it means al pedin he gave, he was mischayev himself the rest. Okay. Now we have to understand the Gemara here. In Dush. The question was, how can an Evet Naini be nikne b'mshich? What is the mocker for it? Chlip, we have a posik in us, but mshiche, there is no posik. We said, asvore, we couldn't say it. Now, in the Gemorim B'mitzi, in Perik Azor, the machlek is between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, as to whether Rabbi Yechon says, "Vartira Moish kings, umnimao mo mishicha kine zera shem yima leimisru techobali." Then, and Rish Lakish, oma mishicha mifureshes mater. My time with Rish Lakish, oma kovich simkiru memkala misecho, o ikonom yada misecho, dovar hanikne miyad liyad. So, what is miyad liyad mishich? So, what's mishich? Mishich is nikne mirshus hameiche, or rishus hameisei, lirshus halikeach, lirshus hamikave, lirshus hamikave. And that's why mishich is only kene in simto, that it's not rishus haravin, because in simto is the rishus of everybody. But that boy is kind of becholmok. Oh, so the question is, how does Rabbi Yechon say that Var Teiro Moyes Kenis Mishiche not, and Mishiche is only killing the Rabbanon? We have a posik of Frisim Kiru Memka wa Misecho, o Ikonom Yad Misecho, Dovar Niknim Yad Liyad. So Rabbi Yechon Omar Miyad Limute Karaket Lesbeinoi. Because in that posik, kisinkron yad misecho al tein yishes hamisei. So the din of vinoye is mentioned. So that applies only to mitalkne, not the kakoyes. But it doesn't imply that mitalkne is nikne al de mishich. פרי שלוקיש. אם כן לכתיב קרובי חיסים כרוממקה, וינסחו אל תוינו, אוי קונו לנו לי, שמענו למשיך. סול, דרם, יש נקובצס, דרמבן, דרשבו, דריטפו, דרן, איזה קשה. אקורדינג טו, רבי יחנן, ודבר תירו עם איטלטנו, אולי מויסיס קינס. בוט, משיך הנעת, so how can we totally be nicknamed matone? So the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ram give the same parents that by matone everybody agrees that Mashiach is king. Because Rabbi Yechanan also agrees that the putishal mikro of a chisimkel memkala misecho, ikono, miyara misecho, so it means dover a nickname yad niyad. There's the putishal mikro. But Rabbi Yechanan Shiti is that by Kakois, since he sells it, so the payment of the Kesef Peroyen is Mi'akiv in the Kinyan of Mashiach. But Banatone, so it's certainly key. So what does it mean, Dovah Niknem Yad Liyad? So in final analysis, I think that a Kinyan Mashiach is a Kinyan of Chotzer. There are two kinds of chotzer. There is a chotzer that is the exclusively the rishus, the momain of the mikaber, and then a simte is not the exclusive rishus of the mikaber. It's coming to everybody, the mikaber and the nesin. But if he pulls it from the nesin's hand into his hand, even though he doesn't pick it up, so Mimele is considered Kinyan Chotzer. So in final analysis, it is a Kinyan Chotzer. Now we have to understand the next Gemara in Gdush. There is a Machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon, whether an Avet Naini is Nikne Bagboye or Avet Naini is not Nikne Bagboye. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, Kesav b'chazoke, hiteloi, manalei, ohilich kelov, achov, libeis hamerchetz, hipshitei, hichitzei, sochei, gordei, hilbishei, nilei, higbiei, kone. So, the Braise says that Hagboye is Kene by Evet Nai. What does it mean, Hagboye? If the Evet was Magbia the Odin, it means so is Kene. Omar Abshimen, Loitei Chazoke Gdele Magboye. So my comma, from the Loshna price it appears there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon. But there is no machlekes. Tanekame says it be konei, and Rav Shimon says loitei chazoke gdele magboi. If chazoke is keinesa, agboi is certainly kein. My comma, Omar Avashi, higbie huli rabbi konei. If the Eved is Magbiya the Odin, then he's Kene. So it's not Mr. Agboy, it's not Chazoki. What does Chazoki mean? Work. So what difference does it make? Whether he does one kind of work or he does another kind of work. So if the Eved picks up the Odin, so Mimele, the Eved is nicknamed for King Chazoke because the Odin is mishtamish with him. If the Odin will tell the Eved, now you be chifa my sod, you clean up my house, so then he's Kenan. And if he picks up the Odin, he also does hard work for the Odin, so he's also Kenan. Amen. So in other words, so the machlekes is between Tanakame and Rav Shimon is in the case where the Odin picks up the Evet. If the Evet picks up the Odin, then it's not a Kiyan Hagboy, it's a Kiyan Chazok. But according to Tanakame, only if the Evet picks up the Odin, so he's king. But if the Odin picks up the Evet, he's not king. And Rav Shimon says that even if the Odin picks up the Evet, he's also king. Now, we have to understand why does the Tanakhama say if the Odin picks up the Evet, he's not king? After all, if the Odin is Meisher, the Evet is Kene, and by Evet Cotton, a little baby, so is Kene, even Korei, so why is Mashiach Kene? Because Dovra Niknim Yad Liyad. Hagboy is certainly Dovra Niknim Yad Liyad. So why does the Tanakhama say, that he's not Kene, if the Odin picks up there. Now, the question is, and that is discussed by the Tzisachish and Nisibis, what is the Kiyah Mashiach? Is the Kiyah Mashiach a separate Kiyah that we learn out from the Posik, Kisiknem Yalam Yisecho, Dovah Haniknem Yad Liyad? And there's the Ramban, the Rashbod, the Ritvon, the Ram, saying, Mitzieh, that even Rabbi Yechon is made that by Matona it's nikne only by Mechire, so the Mechire, the payment of the Kesef Peroyen is Me'at, but Matona where there is no Kesef Peroyen, so then it is gain. Or Mishiche is a Kinyan with Me'at. And the same thing, the same machlekes between the Kseis and the Sives is Ligave Hagboy. Whether Hagboy is a king b'fnei atzme, because it's also from the same posik, Kisikin Yam Secho, Dovar Niknim Yad Liyad, on the contrary, it's better, even Rishis Rabim, it's Niknim Yad Liyad. Or it comes within the king of Rishus, of Chotzer. Now, Rebbele Prujan on Aliches Eliyahu mentions Sirai that sometimes it is a separate kinye. Let's say Mashiach, Kore. Certainly is not a kinye of Chotzer, Kore. There is no Mashiach into his Rishus. He just calls the behemoth or an Evet Kot. But sometimes it is kinem sat chotzer. Now, regabe a genif nefesh and mechore, the Torah says that if he did both, if he is genif nefesh and he was mecheret, so he's chayiv misi. But he's only chayiv misi if he was machnis the nefesh into his rishus. So the Ramban in Chumash says, how is he machnis in rishus? Either when he brought him into his house, or he put him on his shoulders. So then it's also Yichnis Elishus. But suppose he just pulls the Evet, Anir Adem, the Nefesh, in the Simte, or he picks up the Nefesh with his hands, and he doesn't put him on his shoulders, he doesn't bring him into his chotzer, so then he's not chayiv misi. So Rabbele Prujina explains it very well. Chotzer means that the chifetz has to be in the rishus ha-chotzer. In the rishus ha-chotzer. Let's say, just like Yad, because chatzir o mitam yodo yisrafoi. With Yad, it has to be in the hand of the Yad. But by Yad, there is no halacha that the whole chifetz has to be in his hand. Whenever a get is given, so the Mesadra get tells the Ishe to put the get that is folded into her hands, and then the upper portion of the get is not enclosed within the halal of the ishes, hence, how is she midrashes? The answer is, as long as it's mutal in the yad or the goof of the isha, so it's considered the whole thing. So mele, if he puts him on the shoulders, so that means that the whole nefesh is mutl in the reshus of the ganet. So mele is chayv mise, but if he just pulls it, he picks him up and holds him like this, so then if he will put his hands and he'll pick up the nefesh like this, in chayv mise, chayv mise, but if he just picks him up like this, so then it is a separate kinyan. So by nefesh there is a loche that he has to be machnisim l'reshus. Now hashte de amret higvi hu l'rabi kone ela me'ato shifroknayni stikne v'bie, because the shifroknayni is magbia d'od. Kik amrinun zenenev ze mistaya hoche zenenev vi zenenev. So in other words, because Hagboye, when the Evet is Magbiya the Odin, is Kene Natnes of Hagboye per se. It's Kene Mitzat Chazoke. So Chazoke means work. When the person does work, he's Mitzdaya. Mashinkin here is Nehene. So then the Gemara is the Kase Shaliki, the Alkoma Yikele Meima. So then the shifre is not nene. Omar Ravache Barade Diminache Man Leimelon the Lava Noye Islil Tabaye Veid Mishkov Ishaksi Ki Kisho Akosuf Ki Darko Lishaloi Ki Darko. So what is it? Matul Shines Imachlikes Nitzies, either she has a noye or she doesn't have a noye. The answer is she is Mitzdaya, but at the same time she has a noy also. So that's the machlekes between the two lishenis. Whether when a person does a work that is mistaya, but he enjoys the tzah, whether it's considered chazoke or it's not considered chazoke. Rebude in doye, ger shein li yorshim have. Rebude in Doye was a girl who had no yosh, cholash. He was on the verge of death. All mazutcha lishiyulebe, to visit him. Chazye di tokif li almetu. So he saw that he was a geisis. And since he was a girl shein liyoshim, so mazutcha wanted to be zeich in deb. Omali laavde, Schleif in Mishanoi, just take off my shoes, Vamtinle base, and carry them to my home. So that's Chazok. Ike damre godlav. Ze pirish li mise, vize pirish lachai. So in other words, so he was kenet. Vike damre kotnav. Uloi Tabisho was the machlekes between the Rabbon and Abisho. Titani, Ger Shemeis, U Bizbizu Yisroel Binachos. If he Ger was Nifta and Yisroel was Echesom Mele, all his Nechosim are Hefka. So Yisroel was Echem. V'hoyu ben avodim, being dealing, being ktanim, kono atzmom necher. So even avodim ktanim, anybody who is zeichen them, is zeichen the avodim. Abashol aimea, gdeilim kono atzmom necher, because dealing have a yad to be zeichen, but ktanim have no yad. So kolamarzik ben zochabe. Rashi says, "Vike d'amre kotna aven des Rashi's girse ואף על פי כן הוצרח לכל זויס, עוד לא הייתה בשול, because according to Abishol, why did he have to tell the Rebbe to carry his shoes to his house? He could be zeicha in him. And without that, just by picking him up or by being meishach after the mise of Rabbi Yehuda in Doeg. Iked amre kot noyo v'af al pichein hu tzrach liskiz bei kidei shali yikne atzmi min ahefka. אך המיססות ודלייקה בשול דלה בשול הויר יוכל ליסקס בי ואפילו לאח המיס כפיר שאתם וכושל רמתם מנולי דלייקה בשול דילה דיל מלאי למים לא אורדיך בשול ספיר עלי ומה שהרזיק בי מחיים לפי שיו יורד So what's the raya that Gemar Sutra did not agree with Abishol? Maybe he did agree with Abishol, but why did he tell him to carry his shoes home? Because he was afraid if he doesn't tell him, so somebody else will be marking himself and be zeichani. Ve'ed havel meim al chavon. Why does Gemara mention that in a negative form? The loik Abishol. Let the Gemara say, Rabbonon. Veit kosh. Bifere kashaleach, posik Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, haloche kabisho. The machlekes between Rabbonon and Abisho is to either ktanim mi zocho atzmon or kolakide ben zocho is primarily a braise ingit. And there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi passes like Abishol. The Afal Gav, the Rabbi Yechon and Sovat, the Inalochik Abishol, Mikol Mokim Kaimelon, the Bechol Mokim, Halochik Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ligabi the Rabbi Yechon, Ki the Muchach Birish Perigdala Dim Gile, the Mashma, Shediva Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Mika, אבי שכנסת סמוטה לסליסי בסמדרש ואם כן איך עובד הוכה זה לא יקיל חסי ואם נראה לרב נתם just the reverse דיגור הסוכה הוכה בשול and most רשאים דריב דרמב״ם agree with רב נתם סגירס not the לא יקה בשול but כי אבשול כלומר אפילו לא בשול דיומה כל אמר זה בן זוכו הוצרח לאסיס גי שלא יקדמנו אחרי and the עבד was an עבד קוטן and still even though we passed like Abishol so he could be זכה and the עבד himself could not be magdim himself to be זכה in himself because he has no יעד but he was afraid Masutre, maybe somebody else will be mad. Domakal Zocha Hutzka Vazis Gein, Shalvi Kadmenu Acher. Ve'id Mifor Shabner Tam, Bein Acher, Iked Amre Kotn Have, Shimo Yo Godel, Lo Yo Meil Bei Zepirish Limdishe V'Zepirish Lachai. Because if the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda in Doye had been a godel, so what of significance is the fact that Masutre was mishtamish in him while Rabbi Yehuda in Doye was still living? After all, he has his own yad. He can be zeiche. So mele it wouldn't have been effective even if he had been doing work for Masutre an hour or 2 hours before Rabbi Yehuda in Doye was Nifta. Veid Nifor Sham Tam Bein Ache Eir Ike Damre Kot Nave Shimo Yo Gode Eloh Yo Meil Bei Ze Pirish Lim Vise Ve Ze Pirish Lachai Vi Af Al Pi Shav Es Acherim Olav Kedem Kedem Hu Lisriz Batsme Kibim Sheyesh Li Kibim כיוון שיש ליד, אבל קוטן שאין ליד, כל הקדם זוכה בהן, כבשול, וליום עלי, שליף מסנוי מחיים, מלחמיס, תגידן זה מחיים, לחמיס איסה, שליף מסנוי. Since he was a cotton, some mele, the cotton has no yard to be zechene. Kimishish liad, aber cotton shein liad, is klakidim socha ben kabishol, vil omali schleif misanoi mechaim lachamises. Yehuda in doi osekach, vehaini kabishol doma, cotton in liad liskis batzmei, mishum hoche socha bei, מרזוטרה אפילו לחמיסה, אבל רבונון בין גודל ובין קוטון, ואפילו אבטוס אחר עם אולוב, קון עצמי בנחיר. And the real also agrees with that. Now the question arises, by every 90 there are two kinyon that the organ has. He has a kinyon moment, and he has a kinyon isa. So in kinyon moment you understand what it means, hefka. Has no value. But in kinyon isa, how is the shayach to say hefka? Kienisar is like kienishes. How is the shayach to say hefka has a kienisar? In the evet. And then the evet, a godel is a chabatsim in the kienisar. How is the shayach to say hefka kienisar? Kienmomen means momen without a bar. But kienisar, how is the shayach to say Kienisa without a Bible. Hefker has a Kienisa and everything. Doesn't make sense. Now, there is Rav Chaim who discusses the machlekes between Rabbi Tam and Muki Yosef on one hand and the Shittes Rambam on the other. The Rambam said, in Hilchos Yisroel Geir, כשם שמולין ומדבילין את הגרים, כך מולין ומדבילין את העבודים הנלקוחים מן העקום, לשם עבדוס, הלקיח עבד מן העקום, וקידים העבד, וטובה לשם אחרים כל העצמי, והוא שיימר בהסתפילה, הרי ניטבל בפני חלום שם גרס. ואם טובל בפני רבי אם יצורך לפורש אלוקים שטובל נשתחר לפי חוך צורך רבי לתוקפי במים עד שיאלה ותח השיבודי ומדיעי בפני הדיונים של שם אבדוס מדבילי והנה עבד תבל אלו בפני שלישו וביהם תיגע שמקסס גאוס סאו When the Eved is Tevel, Lishem, Avdus, so then it requires best, and yea, like Geos, Lishem Becher, is the same thing. Then Alach Yudbeis, the Rambam says, Ki Yishishtache O Eved, Tzorich Tfila Acheres, Bifnei Shleisho, Vyein, Shebeiti Gomer Gerusei, Viyye Ke Yisroel, ואין צורך לקבל עליו מצווס ולידי יקרה דס שכבר ידיעו כשטובה לשמר. Now, the Shaili is and the Muki Yosef in Sanhedrin as the Tkash. How can an Eved be Tevil after the Gaels? Lishem Cheos. What's the purpose of the Tfile Lishem Cheos? After all, we already had a Tfile before. Vorare. When he stayed with Lishem Cheos, after Shtashicho, he doesn't have to become a mitzvah. So when he doesn't have to become a mitzvah, he doesn't mean he doesn't have to spell it out verbally. Even if he stayed there, or even if somebody else bezno b'tevel him, Bal Koch, and he'll scream he doesn't want to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. So he'll still be Yisrael Gomel. So how can he become Yisrael Gomel Bal Koch? How can he become Yisrael Gomel Bal Koch? The Geos of the Avdus, the Gemara in Yevamah says, so Bal Koch, he cannot become an Etnayim, because it's Mixas Geos. And the Geos, Lishim Cheos, Bezin can do, or any Jew, it doesn't bring Bezin. Any Jew can be Magbil him Bal Koch, and even if the Eved will scream, he's not the Kavu Mitzvahs, so he'll still be here. Mekiesef has that kash. Mekiesef says that the Tfilah Lishem Geirus Ben Chayrin is only Midrabo, because Midraisa he doesn't have to make any other Tfilah, because the original Tfilah Lishem Avdus was enough to give him Dushas Yisroel Gmur, except that there is a halacha of Kilidne Yisroel Avodim, Avodai Heim Vilo Yavodim LaAvodim. So it's not shayach to say that an Eved, that the Yisroel should be an Eved. It's his Tata Disas. A Yisroel is an Eved Hashem. He cannot have he cannot belong to any other person. But some mele, he was not mechuyev b'mitzves like Yisrael Gomel, but only in Yisurin and in Tzese shelo yazman gomel, but in Tzese shazman gomel not. And but then when the second tefillah takes place, so then, as the Rambam says, Sheboi Nigmaro Gerus. But Rav Chaim says, even though the expressions used by Mukies and by the Rambam look alike, there is a basic difference. Now, Rav Netam says that even though Noshim are Pturis of a Mitzvah Shasman Gome, but if they are Mikaimet, so they make a broch, and there are more Paschans like Rav Netam. They make a broch. And the Rambam is chilek for a different reason. Not because the Rambam holds that when a Nishe hears Sheifer, when a Nishe sits in the Sukke, or when a Nishe takes a Lulev, she has no Mitzvah Kiyumis. She has a Mitzvah Kiyumis. And broche can be niskan on a Mitzvah Kiyumis, even if it's not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. But since the loshen, the nusach of the broche is as a shizvonu, and Nisha is not mitzuve, so Mele cannot make the broche. And Rabbi Tamshite is that as long as men are mitzuve, so Mele and Nisha can make the broche. Not only she can make, if she takes a lulev, according to Rabbi Tam, she's mechuyeves to make a broche. She's mechuyeves to make a broche. And this is how my father explained the Mogen Avraham, that an isha should not make avdola herself. So all the achreinim, amatzika, the Mogen Avraham, after all we pasken, that even in Mitzvah Shazman Gome, if Nisho is Mikhaim the Mitzvah, so she has to make a broche. So here, where it's a Machlekes Rishenim, whether Nisho is Mechuyeves Ba'avdore. According to the Rambam, so just as a Nisho is Mechuyeves in Kiddush Midraise, because of the Hekesh of Shomer and Zocher, called Sheyeshnei B'Shomer, is Yeshnei B'Zocher, So the mitzvah of Zohar Sima Shabbos Likachi Midaraisi applies Bechmisose in Bitsiose. But the Rashboshite is that the mitzvah de Raisi of Zohar applies only to Bechmisose. Bitsiose is only Midarabolon. So So why does Mugnavon say the Kanishe has to hear the Avdolah from a man? So my father said, the reason is why we pass like Avnatam. There's a Nisha, if she's Mikhail, Mrs. Esse, she has Mangome, so she can make a bracha, because if she decides to hear the shofar, to take the lulav, to sit in the sukkah, then she is mechuyeves to say a bracha. As I mentioned it last week in the halacha here, that according to the mechaber, so the chiyuv of Birkas HaMitzvah is not a general chiyuv. It's imminent in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah of itself, if a person takes a lulav and doesn't say broche, so midrabbonon he was not mikayim the mitzvah of nitilas lulav v'shleimus. And because of that, even if somebody davens early and he says a broche, or is yetzir of the broche, from hearing it to a shliach tzibur, so, but, and he has kavone, if he doesn't remind himself later on, he should be yetzir. But if he does remind himself, he should not be yetzir. So then, he's not yetzir, even according to Mandoma, that misses in tzir's kavone. Because Baal Kocho, one could not be mikayim in mitzvah. So the question is, how can he make a bracha again? It's a bracha levatole. The answer is, it's not a bracha levatole. Because on the Rabbonon level, he was not mikayim the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer, so he can say the bracha again, and it's not a bracha levatole. So my father says, that's only shayach in a mitzvah where the bracha is not part of the mitzvah itself. But Avdole, where it's part of the mitzvah itself, so Memele, since she's not Mechuyeves, how can she say it? And the only reason is why she can say a bracha on Mrs. Shazman Kome is because if she decides to do it, so then she's Mechuyeves, but by Avdole, it's the Tefes HaBroche. The Kiyum HaMitzvah itself is part and parcel. I mean, the Broche, the Bor Chato, is part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. So, Meile, now coming back, the Machlekes between the Mukiyesef and Rav Natam on one hand. So, Rav Natam says Beferesh that the Mukiyesef doesn't say. Just as the Rambam says in Gittin, just in the sugya of Evet, Sheniach Rabbit film is Yotzei L'Chayrus, because if he hadn't been Mishachar him, he wouldn't allow him to put on film, even though an Evet has a mitzvah when he is Mikhaim, Seseshi has Mangome, but film is Rishing of Nok, and even a man today, no one today puts on film for more than during Krishna and Phile. So for that short time, so he is able to be mitzamtzim himself and not to be misyadas, but not to keep on that film a whole day. As a matter of fact, of the Goyen was the last godl who kept that film a whole day. My grandfather, Rebele Prusiner, kept on the film till after Minchin. But I never heard of any godel, of Rabbi Chaim Balozhiner, or Rabbi Itzale, of any, or the Chassam Sefer, who kept on the film the whole day, even part of the day, because we are not in the Madrige to put on the film. Michal Bashol is a Manachas film. So she was on the next Madrige. But any other woman, so then, if she'll make a broche, it'll be broche levatole. Because not the madrige, not to be misyadas. And a man is mechuyev to put on tefillin the whole day. But we are not the madrige, not to be misyadas the whole day. But l'chol ha'poches, he can mean something himself during tefillin. Samimele, that's according to Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Chaim says. It's not in the Sefer, but I heard it from my father. But according to the Rambam, because Rabbi Tam agrees with the Shita Miki Yisev, that the second tefillah is only with the Rabbanon. So Mele, it means he's already a Gargomo. So Mele, if he's a Gargomo, so he's Mechuyev, Bimitvesese Shazman Gome. So he certainly has to make a Brach. Certainly, he's Mechuyev to make a Brach, he's Mechuyev to put on tefillah. So why does he have? So is Mechuyev to put on tefillah with the Rabbanon, but with the Raise, Rabbi Tam will be made that he is not Mechuyev to put on tefillah or to do all the mitzvah as man gome. Why? Because Rabbi Tam with the Yisef will also agree that since at the original tefillah, so he did not endow him with enough fiducious Israel so that he could because Mrs. Eshesh as Mangome requires total Jewish Israel. Isurim don't require total Jewish Israel. Even Tzazdeos, Jewish Israel. Or Mrs. Eshesh Aloy as Mangome, so don't require total Jewish Israel. Masheinke. Zeshas Mangome require total Yisrael. We have to understand that. What does it mean? Total Yisrael. Tzazgeos. So that we have to explain on the basis of a Gemara in Yevamim. That's my test. Mol v'li toval in ger ashiyim el b'yite. So Rashi says, Baviseinu, that mol v'li toval, the Blazer says, harei zigea, Aviseinu shemol v'mimeishi, kishi yotsu mitzrayim, v'yotsu mechor v'neach, v'kabel ha-teiro, v'kabel p'nei ashrin. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Toval v'limol ha'izigea, shechem etzinu b'imois. So who is the imois? The Nishei Yisrael, b'zmamat n'ter. Nishisein shetovlu. Kim forash l'kamon, dim l'itovlu b'amen nichnesu. Tachas kampi ashrinu. The Ramban, nisredush ma'yivomes yisraeli kamrash. He says, when Rabbi Blazer says, mol v'litoval ha'izigea, Shachimatzino Babesenu doesn't mean Abesenu Bishasitzias Mitzrayim, but he means Abesenu Avraham Avinu, Shemisho Shenichnas Avraham Lepris, so he became a Yisrael. And when Rabbi Yeshua says that Toval Vareim Wal is Ari Gea, Shachimatzino B'Imois, so Imois doesn't mean the Inche Yisrael Bisman Yitzias Mitzrayim. But he means the Mois, so Rivke or Leah, Bilo Zilpa, they were Migaya themselves only to it. So what is the Machlekes? I think that the Machlekes between Rashi and Ramban is not as to whether Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris is Niskarid Yisrael. So the Ramban means Chumash, Parshe, this next Sedra of a mayor. Vayeitze, Vayeitze de Mikalel, Beuish Mitzri, Vihu Biseh of Neisrael. So Rashi says, Vihu Biseh Yisrael, Milamei Chenizgaya. That's a Medrash. But Rashi holds that Milamei Chenizgaya means now what was the status of that Mitzri. He was the son of the Mitzri, was Makedish Ivri, and that Mitzri was Makedish Ivri, was Maanes and Isho Yisraelis, and he was the offspring. Now the halacha is that Akum Vevet Havoa Bas Yisrael, so Vlodok Meso. So the Ramban says, why did he have to be this guy? He was a Jew anyway. So the Ramban says, Melamish in Mizgaya doesn't mean he had to be Mizgaya. He didn't have to be Mizgaya. He was a Ben Isho Yisraelis, but he identified himself with the Yisrael. That's what means V'hu B'seich Ne Yisrael. And then the Ramban mentions the Rabbi Seinu HaTzofati, and that's probably Rashi Shite. That the reason as to why the Medrash says that he had to be Mizgaya was because Kedem Matntere, so they had the din of Umeis, and the Umeis, the Aloche is Holacha Ha'azach. So in other words, if the father is a Mitzri and the mother is a Knaini, so the Vlad is a din of a Mitzri. If the father is a Armeni and the mother is a Mitzri, so the child has a din of the Armeni. So the Ramban asks against Rabbi Chachmi Tzofas, he says, Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Lebris, so in Nichnas, so he became a Yisrael, and the Rai is from the Gemara in Kedushin. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, says, Akum Yerei Shesoviv Dvartio, Shenema Ki Yerusho Leisot Nusati Esar Seir, Lo Reshes Isi. So then the Gemara refutes that. Fidilmo Yisrael Muma Shan, so Esav had the din of Yisrael Muma. If, before Matan Tere, the Aloche of the Umi Solach HaChazocha would apply, so why, so how could Esav be Yisrael Muma? If Esav is Yisrael Muma, it means that Yitzchok had Dushis Yisrael. And Yitzchok had Dushis Yisrael because Avraham Avinu had Dushis Yisrael, and Tzorah became a Yisraelis. So what is the Shite of Rabbi Tzofas? So the answer is, there are two kinds of Dushis. There is a Dushas Yisrael of the Prat that attaches to each and every individual Jew and Jewess. So he has Dushas Yisrael. That Dusha dates back to Avraham Avinu. And then there is Dushas Yisrael of the Klal. Dushas Yisrael of the Klal does not only attach to Klal Yisrael, but it attaches to each and every individual Jew and Jewess. Each and every individual Jew and Jewess has Dushas Yisrael. Has Dushas Yisrael. Because Hayim Azen Yisraelam. So when did they become endowed with Dushas Yisrael? Only at Matan Torah. And this is the Pshat as to why Rashi says in the first Pasuk in the Torah, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, לא יוצריכו עתירו להסריל, אלא מאחרי יש הזה לכם, שהיא מצווה ראשינו שנצטבו בו ישראל. That was the מצווה ראשינו. Why is אחרי יש הזה לכם, the מצווה ראשינו שנצטבו בו ישראל? The answer is, the Rambam says, in the פירוש המשנה, in Gita Moshe, that the reason as to why we are not allowed to eat Gina Noshe is not because of the tzibur that was given to Yaakov Avinu, Al Kimreichu Yisrael B'Gianosh. Because Nitnoterov Nishat Shalach, Jews can only be bound by mitzvahs of the Torah. They cannot be bound by mitzvahs that were revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Matan Torah. And the reason as to why we have to be Malach, our son, on the eighth day is not because of the Tzibut Avraham Avinu. That applied to Avraham Avinu and his children. But we Jews have to be Malach the son on the eighth day because of the Pasuk in Tazria, Uvayim Ashmini Yimel Psaolos. And he says the Machlekes in Chum in Perge Anoshe between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is not what the Jews are mitzuve because of the Tzibut Yaakov Avinu or the Yaakov Nistat. Everybody agrees that the Jews are mitzuve because Sinai it was reiterated. But the question is whether the fact that it was Nistav Yaakov Avinu makes it into an isamesiv or not. But everybody agrees, Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda, that Jews are mitzuve in Gidanoshe because of the Tzibu B'Sinai. Now, why a Jew, what does Sinai mean? Sinai doesn't mean Sinai. It's called Sinai because the bulk of the mitzvahs were given by Sinai. But Teiro Tzivaron Moshe Me Rosho Kilas Yaakov. So Torah means Al Remesh Rabbe. Ada Tzivuim Meneach, it's not a Tzivu of Torah. And with that we can understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin Bafmentez. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Asoro Tvorim Mistavu Yisroel B'mor. Zayin Mitzvah Meneach, Hoisifu Aliyem, Shabbos, Kibuda V'dinim. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Dinim. So Meneach is Mistavu. Mistavos. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha Yalo L'dinim Knosses. Why does the Gemara ask only about dinim? The Gemara should ask about all the Zayin mitzvahs. Why a sort of mitzvahs in Stavu Yisrael Gemara? It should be Shleisha mitzvahs, Sholish mitzvahs. The answer is no. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, Perik Tes, Perik Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol Amkabel Sheva Mitzves, V'Niza La'aseison, Harizim Chsides Amiseilon, V'yesh Lechelek L'mavo, V'hui Shei Kabel Eison, V'yase Eison, M'tnei Shetzivo Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'teiro, V'yideonu Al B'meish Rabbeinu, Shebneneach Mikedem, Nistavu Ben, Avol Imoson B'tneach Ha'adas, אין זה גרטשע ואין אם יחסיד את המסלם ולא אם מחכמיהם אין רדום ועל אוזן קורקטד את אלא מחכמיהם and that's how it was found in all the manuscripts that were dug up after רדום ועל אוזן because he is certainly a chochm but he is not a chosid so in other words in order to be considered חסיד המסלם מגרטשע כמו so he has to do it machmas siva kodesh baruch hu b'teo v'idion idon al b'mish rabinu shem neach mkid nistav but so the Rabbi Simcha explains it where was the tira mitzave and zay mitzves we have all the zay mitzves gesl so you have a lot of receipts but by Bneach, so Gezel includes Gezel, Nivas Momen, Nivas Nifoshes, Gezel Nifoshes, and by Israel, from the last moment we have an extra love for Sisa. And of course, Alvose, we have an extra love of Lisashi. And then, but in the last moment we have a love of Lisignevo. And we have a love of Lisignevo. How about Gesnifoshes? So Rabbi Bezalel in his tshuva says that if somebody is Gezel Nefesh, not Genef Nefesh, he openly is Gezel Nefesh, so then he's even a love of Gezel, not the Gezel of Lisigzel, but the Isar of Gezel that was revealed in Moro, which is like the Isar of Gezel that was revealed to Meneach. So in other words, so this is what the Rambam says. In order to be a Gatesh of Gomor, so he has to be Mikabel, the mitzvahs, Zay mitzvah Neach, that Yisroel on Stav Gomor. Because in order to have a Chalishem Gatesh of Gomor, there has to be a union of Geos, not Geos in the sense of Gdush, that's not Shayach, but in the sense that he Shayach in some tzivuim of the Torah, according to Rav Meir in Avodah Zarah. So the Gatesh of is only one who is mitavel all Yisurim except the Yisar of Nevela. So of course all the Yisurim, so it means that he becomes mitzuve machmas kabore b'fnei shleisho b'sman shayiv l'nei machmas the tziva of the Torah. So Mele, what's the difference between the Kedushas Yisrael that dates back to Avraham Avinu and the Kedushas Yisrael that dates back to Matan Torah? The answer is the Kedushas Yisrael that attaches to every Jew as a prat, so that dates back to Avraham Avinu. But the Kedushas Yisrael that attaches to Klal Yisrael, but to each and every individual Jew and each and every individual Jewess, so that dates back to Matan Torah only, because Hayim Hazeh Neyeselya, and the Machlekes between the Chachmei Tzofas and the Ramban is, of course, the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat dates back to Avraham Avinu, and the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal dates back to Matan Torah. But according to Chachmei Tzofas and Rashi, the Halacha of Lodok Meiso depends upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. But Kedem Matan Torah, there was no Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal, so Mele, there was the Din of the Umi Solach HaChazoch, so that Mitzri had to go through Geos. According to the Ramban, so the Halacha of Lodok Meiso depends just on the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, so Mele didn't have to go to the gate of the Mitzri. But what does the Medrash mean when it says that he considered himself as a Jew? Now, returning to the question, how can we say Hefka has a Kianisa? Kian woman, we understand. So the answer is Kianisa does not mean Kian. Kian Yisar, as Rav Chaim explains it, means that Bikdushas Gufe, he is not a full guy. He lacks Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. And that's a Gemara Mefureshes in Gittin. Flamet Chesam Veis. Omar Rab, Hamagdi Shabdi Yosel Echeus. My time Gufi Loi Kodesh. because he's not whole Mizbeach, and he's not whole Berech HaBayis. And Lidomeroi Koma, if he meant to say, May Eveze Olai, then he could say, May Atzmi Olai Lech. So he has to pay Domi how much he's worth. But he didn't say, May Eved Olai. He said, He's Magdish David. So what does it mean? The Leveam Kodesh Koma. So, it's Mifuresh in this Gemara that an Eved, as long as he's an Eved, he's not an Am Kodesh. Because Am Kodesh means he has the soil of the cloud. But an Eved, how can he have the soil of the cloud when so he meant to be mafkia the king of moment that he has name. Some mele sees your soul of heels. But then the shaila is whether it's orishtashiko or any orishtashiko. So on that point is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Whether Shmuel says hamafke Rav the yotzol heels. Because if the king moment is spoke, so mele the king nisa is spoke. But when Rav says sorgeshir, the Rav Yisef from Rav hamafke Rav the yotzol heels, man do ama magdish, even though he didn't say beferesh, he's mafke the king moment. But we explain that that's what he means. Kosh mafkia, mande ama mafkia, avol magdish loy, dilme lidome koma. Iboyalu, tzor gechicho o loy tzor. Toshma, doma rafkri barobin, oma rav, ve achoze, yotzo lecheuz, ויצור גשיחו אומר רבי ומסלינה שמייצי המגדיש נחוסוב והויו בן עבודים אין הגזבורים רשויים להיציון לחיירוס because they're not considered violent. In other words, they don't acquire הגדיש doesn't acquire a key and moment in the עבוד אבל מייכן איסון אחרים ואחרים מציני של החיוס. Now, so in other words, so if they can be made here, so it's a raya they do acquire a key and moment in David. Otherwise, how could they, if it only means he was mischayev himself, the domino of David, how can they make so that an akame certainly hold that they do acquire a key and moment in David, but not a key and nisa. Hegdesh is mufke of having a key and nisa in David, but a key and moment Hegdesh can have some mele if they have a key and moment. Some mele, even though the key and nisa remains vested in the original violin, but as far as the key and moment is concerned, who is the violin? Hegdesh, so the Gizber on behalf of Hegdesh can sell it to somebody else. Once the Gizber sells it to somebody else, so Mele the Likeach acquires the King and Nisa that the original Barim had. This is the Tanakam. Rebbe Imer, Imerani, Afani, Afunisin, Miatz, maybe Eitzi. So it's a kasha against Rav. So in other words, he has to give the kesef to the gizber, and whether the gizber wants or not, so it's yisrael achilus. That means that his king is atzmi, he's in his own reshus. Mas nisim koromus al yad Rav. Raftanu poli toshma ach kol chirem miodo meilu avodo vishfris vaknayani. So it's a raya that you can be magdish and have it hocham askin on domali dom יוכי דח נמד המרידום אפילו הוכי אין הגזבורים רשוין לצין לחירוס גזבורים היבדית ויסו אבו מכניס לאחרים ואחרים מצין לסלחירוס אחרים היבדית ויסון לידומים so הגדש has no kin ויסו רבי אימר אימר אני אף הוא ניסין מעצמי וייצא מפני שהוא כמייך עלי ולידומה מה מפני שהוא כמייך עלי תושמה המקדיש עבדי איז איסה ואיכל שלא יגדיש על אדומה even though he didn't say hare you hegdish lidomov so still he say shall yigi shalodomov so the Gemara says a man of meyer the omar in of the meitzi dvov vivatole itanye hamarich poches mi ben chedesh so he has no hirach rabbi arin meyer nisim domov the odom yidea shim hirach לפוחס מבחידש וגומר ויומר לשים דומים הוכנה מידי העם